Bonjour, ladies, and welcome to lesson number 2 of our first module in Change Your Home, Change Your Life. How are you today? If you haven't had a chance to complete lesson number 1, please do yourself a favor and do that first. There is really a reason why you are asked to do the lessons in sequence, and especially lesson 1 is really the foundation for this whole program. So complete lesson 1 thoroughly before you do anything else. If you do nothing but that for the whole course, you will already have gained so much. Now, assuming that you did finish lesson 1, today we are going to dive into lesson 2, the connection of your vision to your current reality. We do that because when you go on a journey from A to B, you need to know what A is and what B is, or where A is and where B is. A is your current reality. B is your vision, and you want to have a very clear idea of both of them. In lesson 1, I talked about the taxi and how you need to be clear where you want to go. That's exactly what we're doing today. How do we do that? How do you look at your current reality? Well, you do that the elegant way, like everything I invite you to do from now on. Look at it from the standpoint of your ideal life, like you were already the person you saw in your vision. Because you see, when you want to change your current life and move towards your ideal life, it's not enough to just do something. You must also change how you do it, meaning that you anchor yourself as the woman you want to be, and that means anchor yourself in the vision you had in lesson 1, and then look and act from there. From that place of clarity, of abundance, of purpose, of joy. Does this make sense? So here is today's assignment. Make yourself a cup of your favorite beverage. Sit down and take a few minutes to read again through your notes from lesson 1 and really get back into how that made you feel. That's really important because now you're going to look at your home as it is. And the one thing you do not want is to start calling yourself names because the sock drawer is a mess, or getting frustrated at the color of the walls, or starting to be really angry at the other people in your home because they mess up your sock drawer or whatever. You want to look at your home through the eyes of the person you want to become, as if you were there already, and you look at your home and say, oh, okay, this is how it is, and now I'm going to transform that to make that into the home that is my ideal home. Very calmly, without all the drama. Now, take your worksheet and go through your home, either physically or in your mind, and evaluate each room. On a scale of 1 to 10, where does this room currently stand compared to your ideal home? Again, we are less talking about the space or the design, but more about the feeling, how this room feels, how this room makes you feel. Where does it stand now? So don't overthink that. Just go with the first number that comes and write that down. Do this for every room in your home. Now, it's not surprising to have vastly different numbers for the different rooms in your home. Maybe all your public rooms, like your living room or your entrance, are perfectly spick and span and are a 9 or a 10, and your private rooms are much lower. Or the other way around. Or maybe the rooms that you share with others are really good and your own private room is much lower. That would be me. Or maybe all the rooms you use on an everyday basis are great, but your attic and your basement are not so great. Whatever it is, it's a really interesting exercise to look at because it tells you a lot about what is going on in your home. And of course, the really interesting question that holds a lot of insights, how does this relate to what is going on in your life? How does this relate to what is going on in your life? That is a question you really want to take some time to ponder upon, to journal, and to come back to periodically. But for now, let's go back to your assignment. Once you graded every room or space or zone, if you have a sort of loft kind of apartment, then we're going to explore what's working already, what you have already got, and you're going to count your blessings. Let's take an example. Let's say you gave your kitchen a 3. A 3 is better than a 1. That means a couple of things are already working. Maybe you have a wonderful kitchen table you love, or you have a really cute cooking dish, or you have a couple of appliances you absolutely adore to use. Whatever it is, look at what makes that room the number it is already and write it down. Write down your kitchen appliances, your kitchen table, your cooking dish, or whatever it is. Now think of some of the best moments you experienced in that room. In our example, it's the kitchen. Maybe you were baking a chocolate cake with your children and you were laughing hysterically while you were making a huge mess with butter and flour and sugar. Or maybe some time ago after the movies, all your friends ended up in your place and you were cooking spaghetti at midnight. Or maybe you were cooking something really romantic with your loved one. Or maybe you were sitting at the kitchen table and having an absolutely brilliant business idea. Whatever it is, write it down. And then, yes, grade that too. Give that a number. Usually these moments, these sparkling, inspired, beautiful moments, they are quite high. I'm asking you to do that because you really want to count your blessings. You want to become clear and what works already and what great experiences you had. You want to see where you are already starting to live your ideal life. Now, a word of warning for the more, let's say, impatient amongst you, there might be a tendency to skip that exercise because all that writing and you want to get into action and what's going on, when are we getting started? I hear you. But the thing is, it's really important for you to take stock and to count your blessings because what works already is the foundation on which you will evolve. And how are you going to grow and to evolve if you're not appreciative and if you're not basing yourself on what works for you already? And another thing, we all have a tendency to forget or to dismiss what we have and we know already because it feels so known and maybe it feels same old, and it's much more exciting to run after the shiny new object or method or whatever it is and hoping that this will bring us the solution, preferably without having to put in the work and to change anything. Well, going back to what you know and have already at times might be less exciting. And we are going to talk more about that a bit later down the road, about boredom and how to keep things interesting. But for today, the quickest way to get where you want to go is to start making the best use of what is working already and what you know already. So, once you have completed this exercise and done all this writing, you should really have a clear picture of your reality as it stands in relation to your ideal home. I'm sure some of those things you knew already, but maybe not all. Maybe you didn't see them that clearly, and maybe you really had a couple of discoveries and epiphanies. Look at your home with love, because really, as imperfect as it might be right now, it holds the seed that will lead you to your ideal life. So, this is your exercise for today. Complete it. Share your findings in the group, and I'll see you for the next step where we are getting into the action, I promise, in lesson 3. Au revoir!